Chapter 2. Wild Wolf. The next day was the 4th of July, one of America's most important holidays. It was another hot, sunny day, and everything in town was ready for the parade. Red, white, and blue decorations and American flags were everywhere. The parade was the first event of the morning, followed by the town barbecue at Blue River Park and the Western Rodeo. Music, dancing, and fireworks were part of the evening program. Bill, Michelle, and Nick had a big breakfast with fruit juice, eggs, toast, jam, and milk before going to see the parade.
"Dad and I are coming to see the parade a bit later,"
said Mrs. Martin, who was reading the morning paper.
"We'll see you at the barbecue. Have fun."
"Thanks for the great breakfast, Mrs. Martin,"
said Nick.
"Thanks, Mom,"
said Michelle, running out of the door with Bill and Nick. There was a crowd of people on Main Street who wanted to see the parade. It started with the marching band of Portola High School with 12 majorettes in colorful uniforms. They were followed by the mayor of Portola Point, Carlos Rodriguez. He rode in a big car with other important men. The sheriff and his men followed on their horses. Then came a group of men dressed like George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, and other patriots of the American Revolution of 1776. Everyone shouted, "Hurrah!"
"When are the cowboys coming?"
asked Nick, getting his digital camera ready.
"Here they come,"
said Bill, pointing towards the town hall.
"Most of them come from cattle ranches in the Ventura Mountains."
There were about 30 cowboys on their horses, and they rode slowly down Main Street. The Queen of the 4th of July was riding in an open carriage pulled by two horses. She was dressed like a Spanish lady of the 1700s.
"Look, it's Julie Alvarez, the Queen,"
said Michelle to Nick.
"She's in Bill's class, and she was chosen by our high school."
"I can understand why,"
said Nick.
"She's very pretty."
Julie had long dark hair, dark eyes, and a friendly smile. Several other floats went down Main Street, and at the end of the parade, there were the Chumash men on their horses. They rode bareback and wore their native costumes. They had war paint on their faces and on their horses. Some of them wore headdresses. Chumash women in their native costumes followed on their horses.
"American Indians are great,"
said Nick, taking pictures of them.
"They're riding bareback. That's very difficult."
"Look,"
said Bill.
"That's Pam's uncle on the black horse."
"Who's Pam?"
asked Nick.
"Pam's in my class, and she's my friend,"
said Michelle.
"She's a Chumash, but she doesn't live on the reservation. She lives with her parents in town. They have a big bookshop. You'll meet her at the barbecue."
"Wow,"
said Nick.
"An American Indian. I want to meet her."
Suddenly, a very old Chumash on a white horse appeared at the end of the parade. He had long white hair and wore a headdress. He was holding a big sign that said, "Jacob Richardson, get out of Coyote Canyon. Stop building houses on our ancient cemetery." The noisy crowd of people was suddenly silent. The old man got off his horse and stood in front of the town hall. Then he took the microphone from the master of ceremonies, Linda Jones, and asked,
"Can I talk to the people of Portola Point?"
Linda was surprised and said,
"Well, okay."
"My name is Wild Wolf, and I live on the Chumash Reservation. I am the shaman, and Great Spirit Manitou speaks to me. Yesterday's earthquake and the other earthquakes are signs from the Great Spirit Manitou. He is very angry because Jacob Richardson is building houses on our ancient cemetery at Coyote Canyon. No one must build there. If you continue, there will be bigger disasters. Go and build your houses in another place, or we will stop you, Jacob Richardson. Do you hear me? We will stop you."
Wild Wolf looked at Jacob Richardson, who was standing in the crowd. Then he gave the microphone back to Linda, got on his horse, and rode away. The people in the crowd turned around and looked at Jacob Richardson. He was a short man of about 50 with gray hair and blue eyes. He was rich. He had a successful construction company and built expensive homes in Hollywood and Los Angeles. He was now building beautiful homes with swimming pools and big gardens in Coyote Canyon, the ancient Chumash Cemetery.
"What does that crazy old man want?"
Richardson said angrily.
"I bought that land from the state of California and paid a lot of money for it. It's mine, and I'm gonna build there. Nobody's gonna stop me. Ha! Ancient cemetery. What nonsense!"